Contemporary Music Centre podcast series, Performer of the Month for December 2007, guitarist John Feely. In part two of this two-part podcast, John talks to Bernard Clark about his album In Winter Light, his partnership with the flautist William Dowdall, teaching contemporary Irish music, and contemporary music audiences.
The album In Winter Light by John Buckley, which features yourself and William Dowdall, the flautist.
Yeah, yeah.
For me, that's a wonderful album. And just for listening to it, and with all respect to William Dowdall, but just listen to the guitar parts, if you like, because that's what since we're talking about guitar here today. One of the things that comes to mind is John Buckley's use of guitar sonorities and his use of, I don't know if this is the right word, John, but roles. I hear supporting roles, commentating roles, smart sophistication. He's playing into the personae of the guitar. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I think John's music is a very broad range, and he really uses the instrument. I mean, he goes from the lowest note in the guitar right to the very highest, and everything in between. It's very difficult, but it works extraordinarily well. You know, within that, it does require a certain level of technical headroom, if you like. But it works very, very well. But I think in the first movement of the duo, the material is shared out equally between the two instruments, and they're responding to each other. It's like a dialogue. But in the second movement, the guitar is more, it's like comping in jazz almost. It's slightly jazzy, and the guitar is, the flute generally has the most important role, except in the central section where the guitar is a little cadenza-like section.
But I'm sure it helps to play with someone like William Dowdall, who you've played with quite a lot. You two must be almost intuitive at this stage when you play.
Yeah, I mean, Bill is a fantastic player, and of course, one of the problems is sight reading. But when it comes to, you know, Bill has been, he's the leading, the main flautist with the orchestra for many years, so he can sight read anything, and you know, we both seem to enjoy it.
Sight reading brings up the concept of teaching, and you've been extraordinarily involved with teaching and developing guitar players and guitar music on this island. How are you finding your students at present, John? Are they interested in new Irish music?
I would say that it's been my experience that the guitarists are probably more interested in contemporary music than other instruments, and I think that's pretty evident too. Like, a lot of my students have actually become composers, ex-students. David Fennessy, Ben Dwyer is a student of mine, and David Flynn, Kieran Farrell, you know, a lot of them. I think part of that is nearly all of them came from playing electric guitar, and improvising was a part of the way they approach music, and maybe somehow it's a more creative way to start music. I'm not sure why, but I think there's something in that if people start off improvising, and it seems to, I don't know whether it whets the appetite to create more or what it is, but certainly a lot of guitarists are interested in contemporary music, and some of them have become composers in their own right. But apart from that, you know, in the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, the repertoire generally is by, we've little or no repertoire by the main composers of the day. Whereas in the 20th century, we have repertoire by the top composers. You know, there's some really good 20th century compositions for guitar by leading composers. So that's important as well, you know. But I do think, for whatever reason, that guitars are more open to 20th century music than other instrumentalists.
Do you think the audiences, though, are more closed? Not general, I mean, not all audiences, of course, but are more closed-minded? Because even though some audiences will go to Hense, Takemitsu, you mentioned Britten. These are all wonderful pieces, of course, and major, great composers. Lutoslawski, and people like this. But they won't go to Steve Mackey. They won't go to Steve Reich. They mightn't even go to Kieran Farrell, because he's a name they don't know. He's a young Irish composer. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They won't make the leap into the contemporary idiom. Literally, Kieran lives in Dublin. He's writing as we speak.
Yeah, and it's like the solo piece, for instance, is a wonderful piece. You know, it's a very, very, very attractive piece. I suppose it's got to do a lot with programming as well. I think it's difficult to get an audience in for a full concert of contemporary music. Although people do it like Concord. And I sometimes think if you can bring people into listening to contemporary music who normally wouldn't listen to it through, you know, just introducing one piece or two pieces in a concert, better than you can by presenting a full concert of contemporary music to them. There's room for both, obviously, but I'm not sure what the answer is there.
Just to develop that, though, have you any ideas how we... I'm sorry, I know you said you're not sure, but how we could possibly make contemporary music less forbidding, or forbidding in inverted commas now?
I mean, it's what people are used to listening to, and suppose it must be... The problem must be that people are so used to listening to 19th century music or baroque music... on the radio waves, that more contemporary music could be played, and maybe the orchestra could play more contemporary music. I'm not sure what the answer is, but it's certainly, I think, preconception is a large part of it, and if people were exposed more to it, and they wouldn't have that, you know, block about contemporary music.
John, you commission a lot of new music, and I'm sure lots of composers are saying, thank God he does, but you do. Are there any set criteria for John Feeley when John Feeley commissions whomever?
Not really, I don't like to impose any criteria, because, you know, you're constricting what the composer might come up with. But I usually like, you know, see what the composer comes up with, and then you give some feedback to that. And if there are things that don't work, then you suggest alternatives or how you might do it in a different way, and they work out, the details of that. But and it's very different from one composer to another. You know, I've worked with quite a few composers, and you know, depending on their musical style and their, you know, how they compose and that. The language they use, certain composers I was very involved with Jane O'Leary, for instance, in Jane's works. We, you know, there was a lot of consultation and like, she has a duo for alto, flute and guitar. It's a wonderful piece, and there was a lot of interaction between us on that, and again, Jane is very willing to change details just to get an effect. It's more an impressionistic sort of style, a little bit like Takemitsu. And John Buckley also, but he's style is completely different, but yet he's very he really studied the guitar and how it works and what he could do with it but again, open to what the performer can do and willing to change things if they don't work, you know. But it's very different from composer to composer and you know, depending on the musical style, you can have completely different types of pieces. But it's very interesting because from the performer's point of view, you really, I suppose you get an insight into the musical language of the composer and the composer himself or herself. And it's like a doorway into their world, to understanding it, and which definitely I think would help in playing the music, you know.
So you're always up for a challenge if it's a, yes, if it's a reasonable one in the sense,
yeah,
of a...
Yeah, I played a new piece by Saoirse Bodley recently at the Guitar Festival. But it's fascinating. I find it very interesting because it's like learning a new language, just trying to get inside the music. And it's very, very interesting, I think, from a performance point of view to do that. It might be a bit of work, but it's, you know, it's fascinating.
It's worth it in the end.
Yes, hopefully.
That's great, John. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Contemporary Music Centre podcast series. For more information, audio and video, please visit www.cmc.ie.